FarrellCast, MovieVarrell.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, managing editor of the site, and I'm here with David, a writer on the site, and Matt, a member from the forums. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Today we're going to talk about, you know, the summer's just started, and so we're going to talk first about Wolverine that just came out, and then also the trailer that premiered in front of it of District 9, and then we'll go into the kind of a review of the viral for Angels and Demons, and then Star Trek. First, let's get the movie out of the way, Wolverine. You guys both saw it, right?
Yes.
What do you guys think? I'll start with David. What did you think of it?
Well, like my review, I gave it a 6.5 out of 10. I was kind of disappointed by the movie.
Well, you can see David's full review on the website. So, I mean, out of the things that I felt were kind of the problems were the overall, it just felt like they kind of forced a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What'd you think, Matt?
I loved it.
You would. I thought it was enjoyable, yeah, but what was it about you loved about it?
I loved Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I liked Deadpool.
I loved Leo Schreiber.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman. Amazing.
Yeah, he's
it's
definitely,
just
yeah.
All of those actors together, it created chemistry that I haven't seen since Iron Man.
Mm.
I mean, sure, it wasn't directed very well, but the acting, the chemistry they had, it just made the movie for me, along with the Deadpool ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the action sequences were probably, of course, the biggest draw of it, but I felt the problems, especially in the end, it had a lot of problems with technicality stuff, where it just seemed like, well, that's really convenient. Like, I kept thinking that to myself, well, that's really convenient.
Especially the Fox.
There's one thing that bothered me with it. And X-Men 1, 2, and 3, Cyclops' his beams, they're not heat vision.
Yeah, someone mentioned that to me at work today.
Yeah, they're force. Like, if you get hit with Cyclops beams, you're not going to get a hole melted through you. You're going to be like, it's like getting hit with 1,000 tanks. But in this movie, he melted half the school.
Yeah.
And then once Deadpool got it, it heated up Wolverine's claws. But then once he hit Sabretooth, his clothes didn't even burn.
Yeah, so there's definitely some inaccuracies, I think. The whole adamantium, well, okay, I don't know if I should give away the ending, but spoiler alert, the whole adamantium bullet, like, that's so
convenient.
Huh? Yeah, and the fact that it just happens to selectively lose your memory, like, you can still function and everything, but you don't remember anything. It's so convenient. Like, you have to, like, you can just shoot anywhere in his brain and it's okay. Like,
I know. Yeah, they missed perfect opportunity. They could have had Wolverine ask Professor X for a mind wipe. And then have it connect into the other movies and have Professor X try to hide his past.
That's interesting. That would have been, it was kind of weird when all of a sudden Professor X comes to, and then, that was pretty convenient too, I thought.
And
like,
how the hell did Stryker walk off an island?
There's a bridge.
I know, but like, he seems like he's in the middle of nowhere, like in a forest. So, like, they saw him walking off the bridge with, like, the Humvees and all the police cars coming. You'd think they'd notice something, you know?
No, you're right. No. Yeah, that's definitely an issue.
How the hell did Deadpool bend his arms with those 3-foot-long blades in his...
I think the most disappointing character I had was Gambit. He was horrible, in my opinion.
No,
I love Gambit, but the one thing that I didn't like was that he didn't keep up the accent.
Oh, no. He was horrible. I mean, I didn't like the actor. I didn't like his performance. I just didn't like the...
He's good in Friday Night Lights. I think he would have came off better if they gave him more to do.
Yeah, he didn't really, he wasn't in there that much at all. I was kind of disappointed by that. I thought Will.i.am, because I've seen Will.i.am, like, talk, and he is so, like, he kind of, like, stumbles over himself. He's not really a great talker, but in the movie, I thought he was pretty good, well done, as, you know, the guy that can transport.
John Reed?
Yeah, whatever his name is. I thought he played that character pretty well.
The one thing that actually really, really, really bothered me was, in X-Men 1 and 2, they showed glimpses of the Weapon X transformation.
Right. Yeah.
And it's all green water, and there's blood coming out of his hands. And there's people celebrating with wine. But in here, it's just clear blue water, and he just jumps out.
He's bald.
And runs away. And they've been advertising that sequence, but it's only like 45 seconds.
Yeah, that's a pretty small part. I don't know, but what do you guys think of that, the twist, again, spoiler alert, when you find out that his wife or girlfriend or whatever is not really dead and that she was all part of it? What do you guys think of that?
When she uses the powers like a persuasion.
Yeah, what did you think of the whole twist, the idea that, like, oh, she wasn't really dead, it was all part of the plan? I found some people didn't like that.
I didn't like it.
I don't like Silver Fox, but...
I don't like her.
You'd figure Wolverine would be able to smell the animal blood from real blood.
Yeah.
Right. No, there's... And the fact that, like... I mean, all he did was, you know, he just put blood on her. Like, I think you would notice if, like...
And he gave her the shot, which lowered her pulse.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you would look at her... You would look for a wound. When you, like... I mean, it's Wolverine. I think you would look for a wound. Yeah, so there's definitely some issues there. Yeah. But, I mean, just in terms of, like, the concept, I thought it was kind of a cool twist. Like, oh, wow, she wasn't really dead. But then I started thinking about, like, mate, that doesn't make sense.
But
it's an interesting twist, and then it kind of ruins it a little bit, because I think that's part of what makes him so, you know, powerful and everything. Is like, you know, this anger, and then... I don't know, but there's definitely a lot of things that just kind of seem like they're trying to force things together, like the whole... It was very convenient how Scott never saw him, because, you know, Scott doesn't know who Wolverine is, so...
Well, yeah, but if he had his eyes open, then...
Well, obviously, you would have...
There's no other way they could have did that.
No, you're right. It was, overall, I mean, it was definitely enjoyable, I thought. I mean, I think there was definitely, you know, all those problems and stuff, you start looking at it and you're like, oh, man, because you really want to love this... and you really want to love the movie, but it kind of makes you, like, it's testing your limits, you know?
I just want my Deadpool movie.
It still made a decent, I mean, it made $87 million in the weekend.
The actuals came out today, and it was $85 million, which is exactly what I guessed on the website, by the way. it still made tons of money, so I don't know, we'll see. The Magneto one seems interesting. Depends on when they do it. If they're doing it, like, really Origins kind of thing, that means it's going to be, like, World War II era.
Yeah, well,
in Magneto Testament, it's his origin story, and it's pretty much the most detailed graphic account of the Holocaust I've ever seen.
Wow, that'd be interesting.
So if they bring that to the big screen, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty hardcore. I really like the opening credits for this movie, by the way, with the whole going through the different wars and everything.
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
World War One, World War Two, and Vietnam.
Yeah, like, and I thought that was really interesting character study. The idea that you're looking to see, you know, what kind of impact is going through all these, like, some of the brutalest wars in history, and see how that affects your psyche. Yeah. I thought that was it could have explored that
especially
a little more.
But Vietnam.
Wouldn't they notice that they've been fighting since the Civil War?
No, I mean, people, you know, they die. They don't know. You go around, you pretend like you're different people. Like, no. You can fake it. You can pretend like you're different people and stuff. But I thought that was really cool. The credits reminded me a little bit of Watchmen. You're right. Watchmen is one of the best opening credits probably forever. But,
I think
7 has a good one too, though. Yeah. I don't know. I really like Watchmen, though.
That honor belongs to Superman Returns.
I don't know.
The credits were? I don't even remember the credits for Superman.
Yeah, the space.
It was the retro font.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just really loved it.
That was cool, but
For the overall impact of it, I thought the Watchmen intro, because it gave you so much info, too.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was both practical and stylistic. The music was great.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, I just thought that really was one of the most impactful ones. Okay, so then obviously the big thing, I didn't see it, I was really upset because they didn't show it in my theater, but for most people, District 9, the movie trailer, finally came out, but I did see it online, of course, so what did you guys think of it?
I hated it.
I loved it.
See, and this is the kind of reaction I've been hearing. I mean, hearing a lot of people liking it, but a lot of people were saying, it reminds me of something.
In my cinema, when I was watching it, a lot of people were, like, kind of puzzled by the trailer when it said... Mm-hmm. The human part, when they say human, they are not human.
Right.
Everyone was like, what is this? And then they showed the spaceship, and then the helicopters were like, what is this? I don't know. And then after the trailer ended, everyone was quiet.
And in my theater, once they showed the alien, and his face was blurred, someone started singing the Cops theme song.
Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point. You know, that's the point of that part of the trailer.
I know, but they laughed at it. Like,
no, you're right.
That depends on your cinema.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the way you're looking at it and everything. I mean, I wanted to see how, because my theater was pretty packed, and I wanted to see how people would react, so I was kind of mad.
Yeah, my theater was pretty packed when I saw it. And everyone was just quiet, so it was
kind of
cool.
Wow, yeah. I mean, I think it's extremely impactful, that moment where they do the whole, you know, they are not human.
Yeah, like especially with the music.
Yeah, the way that it all ties together, I thought, was just pure genius. And then they show the spaceship, which is cool. And then the only gripe I have with it is potentially the alien doesn't look that real.
Oh, yeah, it looks like as Scott said in one of the comments, it looks like an Orkin, like...
Yeah, like those working bugs. Yeah, it's like it looks really animatronic.
I think the body shape is not right for the alien, in my opinion. Too skinny.
Yeah, it seems a little weird. The face is pretty like kind of scary. Yeah. I mean, obviously you can only see part of it because of it'd be blurred, but you can see the tentacles in the bottom, like they'd had in the original short film that's based off of.
I think someone mentioned that the MNU people inside the room, one of them is playing a gun at the alien.
Yeah, I mean, they don't seem really physically imposing.
Yeah.
Blurring the alien in the trailer would be like if they showed the Cloverfield monster in the Cloverfield teaser, but they blurred it out.
I mean, it would be like that. I was actually surprised that they showed the alien. I thought, you know, when they were showing the spaceship and some other things, I thought, okay, that makes sense. But when they started showing the alien, I thought, man, that's a lot of stuff to show for your teaser trailer. But
if they're going to show something for the teaser trailer, they should at least show the main character once.
Well, I kind of like the font of the trailer, too, like the litter font on it.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I really liked about that trailer was the logo.
No, I think it was...
That was pretty good.
I thought overall it was really impactful. I mean, obviously, it's just a teaser, so it's not going to tell you much about the story.
Exactly.
It's going to tell you more about the setting and the environment, so... In that aspect, I thought it worked. I think the alien thing maybe didn't even need to be there at all. I think they could have found a way to around that.
You know, Alex from FirstShowing.net told me that they're going to show the footage from Show West later on in May.
That's good.
But one thing about the teaser trailer that makes it less impactful is the great teaser trailers we've been getting lately.
Mm.
Cloverfield, Star Trek, where they had Bruce Campbell building the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Terminator Salvation with the little flashy stuff.
Yeah, you
and,
definitely.
Dark Knight didn't really have a good season.
Yeah, Dark Knight sucked.
Okay.
And 2012, that one was good too. I mean, it just got the basic idea off.
Well, you said it sucked.
Huh?
I said the teaser.
I said the teaser for Dark Knight sucked.
Yeah, the teaser, not the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right though. I mean, there's been a lot of good teasers because that's kind of like the way you really kind of get rabid fans going. But I thought this was pretty solid. I mean, they almost derailed it with the alien footage part, but I still think it was pretty strong. The whole building up to that whole, you know, they are not human thing. I think there's something incredibly strong about that.
Yeah.
And the whole point of that is that it's like a documentary. So that's only, and it's my understanding from what, you know, we've talked to with Nick and stuff like that.
I think
it sounds like part of it's a documentary, part of it's real.
I think
like
Matt mentioned is that he doesn't want to see the
alien. That's exactly
at all,
how I want the Cloverfield sequel. A documentary about the monster attacks.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing's probably not going to be a documentary for District 9. But there's probably going to be parts of it that are. What were you saying, David?
No, he said... Matt didn't want to see the alien blurred in the whole movie.
Yeah, I don't think it will be.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty bad. I mean, I think everyone knows that.
The only reason District 9 is being made is so they can get the Halo movie off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand the connection.
With Neil, the director, and Peter Jackson.
Surely he can do it?
He directed a couple Halo shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that. Yeah, they've been trying to get the Halo movie done for a while.
Yep.
All right. So, anything else you guys want to talk about the trailer?
A spaceship.
I thought the spaceship was pretty cool. Especially since the trailer came out, we've had a lot of new members, and they've been really kind of getting into this whole mythology of the stories. So that's been really interesting. They've been talking a lot about, you know, have they really crashed here? Is it, you know, someone brought up the idea of maybe it's all a test to see if we're worthy of being, you know, part of a galactical thing. It's like some really interesting ideas out there.
How about the
they
virus?
Stole that from South Park. The
yeah.
galactic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the viral is not, it's not really well done, I think.
Too little, too late.
Yep, too little, too late.
I think
unless
like,
they hire 42 Entertainment.
That's what everyone sees. I think for, and I mentioned this, I think, on the forum, that they have all the ingredients there. It's like there's some really great sites, some really great concepts, and but they're just not running it well.
They're not using it right.
Yeah. It's like they, you know, D9 site is pretty awesome looking, and then the...
Yeah, go ahead.
And the actual MNU site is pretty cool, and even MNU, like, the concepts are all right there for them, but they're just not using it. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole viral is basically ruined by the little ticker at the bottom.
They updated MNU Spread Live. They updated George from MNU Spread Live.
Yeah.
They updated the post.
So yeah, so they finally did that. But it's so sporadic. And you're right, yeah. Man. And I mentioned this on the site, too, the idea that Sony's doing this with a lot of their films where... They're putting a little banner on the bottom or whatever, kind of saying, you know, the whole the 2012 experience or the District 9 experience, like this idea that
the Terminator Salvation experience.
They're getting rid of the kind of the realism of the sites, you know, by putting these little things on the bottom, and they're basically telling you, hey, it's a game. It's like, well, that kind of ruins some of it, you know.
Yeah, but that's Sony for you though.
The only site for angels and demons. That's it. There's just one.
Yeah, that's the
nothing. Nothing else. Alterofscience.com.
The Sony viral, I mean, what they're doing, Sony is not really on par with Bad Robot and 42 Entertainment. But.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they know what to do, it seems like. They have the stuff there, they're just not following through.
Yeah.
If they could just... And if there is even more of a story, I think I find the viral campaigns that have a little more of a story to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, especially when you open D9.com, so the trailer pops up. Like, come on.
Yeah, like they're really kind of getting rid of it. Like Sony doesn't even have a site for it on their own Sony Pictures website. It's the link for District 9 instead of being like, you know, SonyPictures.com/movie/ the name of the movie. Yeah. It's just the D9 site.
Yeah.
It's like they don't even put it on their page.
Yeah, I think they're kind of being lazy right now.
Yeah, Sony sucks.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Angels and Demons viral or lack thereof.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. End of story. There's one website, that's it.
Well, it's a pretty interesting website.
Yeah. It's limited. I mean, all it has, it's alterofscience.com, so it has that the canister that's from the book.
I had to read the book.
That's in it. Yeah, it's in it's like a antimatter thing. And so it's like a security feed, if you will.
Yeah, and it shows like a file, right? It shows a little.
Yeah, but does anyone really care about it?
Well, someone in the forum.
Yeah.
They figured out that they're
sent from
the
bot
or
whatever.
I tried to figure it out.
Yeah, somehow they found the words on the site.
Yeah.
And then they on the regular site, the official site, and then they put them in here, and then you can watch. Then there's like videos, little videos of priests like in cages or something. It's really random. And so like that's kind of interesting, but it doesn't really go. It doesn't go anywhere after that.
Yeah, just
stop. Again, that's kind of a good example of Sony kind of just dropping the ball.
You have
a really interesting
Twitter, right?
Concept. It just seems like they're not trying that hard. When you have a site like the Alters of Science site is cool, and like there's some interesting aspects to it, but they just kind of leave it alone. So, you know, it's like they keep creating these things that are pretty interesting, and they just don't do much with them.
Yeah,
it's like what they did in the Cloverfield viral.
Well, I thought that was
they created a 11808.com and just left it like it was for what 6 months.
Yeah, that one they didn't update. But there was other sites too, though.
Yeah, there was
Takarato, which got updated. Once a year.
Alright, let's talk about Star Trek, Matt.
Star Trek, the viral is complicated, and I have no idea what's going on with
it. I don't think
it.
It's really complicated, in my opinion.
Well, I just don't know.
Yeah, for that kind of viral, I mean, it's, why is it so complex for a Star Trek movie? And even Dan said it's not even part of the Star Trek universe.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of that?
Speaking of Star Trek... I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Oh, lucky you.
Yep. Seeing it before all you guys, and then I'm seeing it again on Thursday before all you guys.
I wish I went Thursday, but I can't. Well, especially with that viral site, 97.74.158.1.6.com.
And then there's an old one. It's the, what's the number?
NCC's.
Huh? Yeah, NCC...
NCC-1701.
Well, that was the first one.
.com. Yeah, but then they haven't done much with that. Well, and then they kind of went to this thing, and it just seems so complicated. Well, it's like, I don't see how anybody can really enjoy it.
Remember when we found the sites? It was behind... they had a party for Star Trek. And it was on the walls, and it was on the... It was in marker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we found the site. That's his typical bad robot.
Yeah, but just, I mean, but once you got there, you had to do, like, equations and, like...
And then it's weird video or something, GIF.
Yeah, and it was, like, it was so intricate. And my question is, like, you know, why is this even important? Like, what am I going to gain from going through this? And so, I mean, I just, like, it's really worth the effort that you have to put into it. Yeah, I think there's more interesting things they could have done. I mean, it's hard to do something in the future, you know, and try to do, like, modern, modern Varro for something that's happening in the future. Like, it's kind of hard to do. Terminator did it pretty well so far with their whole, things going on now because it hasn't happened yet.
Like, Terminator.com?
Right. I think their whole Varro finds a really interesting way of doing that, of a movie that takes place in the future, but you're doing Varro that takes place now. I think that's a really interesting way of doing that. Granted, it's not that.
The Dark Knight did the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie...
But Dark Knight's not really in the future, though.
No, I know.
Let me explain.
Physical, like, had it, like,
let me explain.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
In the movie, when the Joker robs the bank, and Gordon's in there talking to Bat, like, the scene after.
Yeah.
You can look at the timestamp on the photo of the Joker, and it's July 18th, 2008.
Oh, yeah, I haven't noticed that.
So,
that's fine.
You're right.
And so the Varro is just pretty much leading up to the... Because Harvey Dent was already the DA and the Joker.
Well, in general, that's what you need to do. And but in general, you're going to do that with the Varro. You're going to, the Varro takes place in a certain time, and then... Your movie takes place in a certain time, so your Varro is just leading up to that and kind of helping you set it up. Yeah. But what I'm talking about with Terminator is, I mean, you're talking about Varro that's happening now in 2000. It's according to the thing, it's 2004 is when the actual thing goes up. But the idea is that it's a long time in the future. It's not leading up right up to it. It's the events of the movie are several years away from us. So the Varro doesn't go up that far off. Yeah, it can't go up that far, so it's only going to show you a little bit now. So I think that when you're trying to do a movie that takes place very far in the future, to do the way that they're doing the Varro for Terminator, I think is a really good way of kind of bridging that gap and finding a way of doing a Varro that takes place now when your movie doesn't take place for a very long time. Now, Star Trek's really far away, so that's kind of harder to do.
Yeah.
Well, the first Dark Knight Varro game actually popped up in... December of 2000. December of 2006. It's either early January or late December.
That was late December.
But you're still leading up to it. Like, you're leading right up to that
Dark
point.
Dark Knight Varro is
whereas,
way different than the Star Trek Varro or the Terminator Varro. Way different.
Right,
and it's way better.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, time periods. You're with Terminator, it's all taking place, 2009. Now, the actual movie doesn't take place for another 9 years. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the next one's taking place in 2 years.
Right. But again, what I'm talking about
and
is the idea that...
And technically, Judgment Day has already happened, because in the Terminator universe, Judgment Day takes place in 2004.
Right, but what I'm trying to say that they're bridging the gap. You're doing a movie, you're trying to do Varro for a film, but your film takes place very, very far in the future.
Yeah.
And so the way to bridge the gap there is very hard because, you can't do who knows if they really have websites 200 years in the future.
Yeah.
So you guys want to have your 60 seconds of free time? Well, all right, David, you talk about whatever you want starting now.
I went to the same high school as Mila Kunis. That sucks.
That sucks. That's a good thing.
No. That's it?
No. How about Avatar? That's a pretty interesting movie.
I haven't really heard. I mean, I've heard little bits in here. He's really keeping that thing secret. James Cameron has done a movie in like 10 years.
Matt said, Ridley Scott and Steven Soderbergh said that this is really a film that's gonna.
Yeah.
So.
It's in 3D, right?
Yeah, it's in Super IMAX 3D Deluxe.
Deluxe.
That'll be interesting. IMAX 3D is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's intense. Is that it? Yeah. 15 seconds.
this podcast.
So, someone tells me I'm not going to add this into the podcast.
You're going to add mine into the podcast.
We'll see. And 60 seconds. Okay. Are you ready, Matt?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, and go.
Go see X-Men Origins Wolverine again in theaters this weekend.
No, don't.
Fuck Star Trek. Go see Wolverine
again.
Don't
waste your money
on
X-Men Wolverine.
My motherfucking Deadpool movie.
No, that's a fucking shitty movie. Don't go. No. 6.5 out of 10.
No.
Yes.
Go see it again. I don't care if you go see Star Trek. But
see it online. See it online.
No.
Yes. See it online.
Watch it in theaters. Get Deadpool.
I'd rather watch Star Trek over and over again and X-Men one time.
And my dad used to bang Nancy Grace and go Falcons.
You want to talk about Ronald Reynolds abs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know
really.
Daniel like knows Bob Saget.
I would go gay.
I don't know. You look, man, Matt loves Ronald Reynolds.
I see that, dude. You're in love with him.
But dude, I can't believe that my dad actually banged Nancy Grace in high school.
Time's up.
I wish I banged Mila Kunis, but no, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's the rules of the game. I think that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys, for joining me for this podcast. That's it.
All right. Thank you, then.
Later.
Later.
For more podcasts and the latest on viral campaigns, go to movieviral.com, your number one source for movie viral news.